Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Tomorrow we got Gerald Celente with a big breaking trend with a bunch of stuff and intel on the dead bankers. Joining us Friday with our incredible InfoWars team, some of the best team in media and research out there, doing a great job, and it is a war room. We are literally here like Ender's Game attacking the New World Order's main planet, and it is for real, ladies and gentlemen. It is not a joke. By the way, an excellent report by our own Jakari Jackson. Jakari is just a great reporter. And here is his report. GoPro Superman will come back with a ton of breaking news after that.
Looks pretty cool, doesn't it? The things we can do with modern technology, such as the drone that made that viral YouTube video. But just like much of our modern technologies, drones are ripe for abuse.
When is a drone picture a benefit to society? When does it become stalking? When does it invade privacy? How close to a home can a drone go? I'm in my home and there's a demonstration out front and I go to peek out the window and there's a drone facing me. Well, whoever was running it turned it around quickly and it crashed.
I'm not sure why anyone would want to peek in the window of Senator Feinstein, but regardless, I'm glad the senator is at least speaking out about the issue of privacy. She had previously said that it's okay to spy on U.S. citizens and may now be rethinking her choice of words. Don't get me wrong, though. There are plenty of harmless uses for a drone, such as land surveying or making YouTube videos. But when does that become a violation of someone's privacy? For example, is it an illegal search and seizure if police fly a drone over someone's property? The mayor of Seattle seems to think so, but there are plenty of other cities that would disagree.
Deputies can fly this 50-pound Shadowhawk unmanned helicopter. A powerful camera on the front is controlled with this game-like console, and the manufacturer says this one's even designed to carry weapons.
You have a stun baton where you can actually engage somebody at altitude with the aircraft, and a stun baton would essentially disable a suspect.
If one of these things, quote, malfunctions and hits an unintended target, who, if anyone, will be held accountable? Not to mention the weirdos who use drones as high-tech peeping toms. And now for the two big words.
Predator drones. You will never see it coming.
We've seen how inaccurate lethal drones have been overseas. They've even killed U.S. citizens. So why on earth would anyone want to bring these things to the States?
It is great to see American machines helping to promote peace abroad.
So then tell me, why can't we use these machines here at home?
Why is America so robophobic?
So in closing, if you're innocently filming a class project or trying to find the best place to install a pool on your land, then go ahead. But remember, while we're busy watching YouTube videos, they're busy watching us. You can find more reports at InfoWars.com.
And the big issue, the rest of the story, is it's about an autonomous army that the globalists control, cutting the general public and humanity out of the equation. They've been trying for thousands of years to turn soldiers into robots. Well, now they're just getting rid of the soldiers and bringing in the robots, or putting chips in the brains of special forces. They now admit that's going on. I told you 15 years ago, I was told by people in special forces that they were being inducted and offered programs for brain chips. A lot of the troops have been given tracker chips already, and that's finally come out in the news. We're not in Kansas anymore. All right, huge breaking news, a ton of it coming up. Then your phone calls straight ahead. We'll be back. Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Attention radio listeners, are you getting amazing results from your store-bought Omega-3?
Since taking Omax 3, mental fuzziness is gone, I'm on top of things.
My bad cholesterol had gone down, and my triglycerides had gone down.
Being 53, sometimes it's pretty uncomfortable getting up and getting out of bed. With the Omax 3, I'm jumping out of bed, and the joints feel great.
We want your Omax story next, so we're sending you a free supply. Developed by Ivy League doctors affiliated with Yale University, Omax 3 is clinically tested to help improve cholesterol and reduce triglycerides by 30% in just 30 days while fighting joint pain better than your store brand. You can also feel improvements in your mood and memory with your first free supply. Omax 3's pharmaceutical grade omega-3s come individually blister packed so it absorbs better and gives you faster results with no fish burps. Feel results in just days, guaranteed. Get your free supply today for just the cost of shipping. Call 1-800-672-4601. That's 1-800-672-4601. 800-672-4601.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Waging war on corruption, it's Alex Jones.
It's the time of the season when love runs high. In this time, give it to me easy. And let me try with pleasured hands
to take you in this time to
promised lands,
to show you everyone.
The Zombies bringing us in.
What's your name?
What's your name?
Who's your daddy?
Who's your daddy?
Is he rich like me?
In military rout, Russia seizes 51 Ukrainian ships in Crimea. This is an escalation by the Russians. So far, they've been grabbing their own bases. But now they're saying that ships that were docked in that area of the Ukraine are theirs. And I guess that's part of the ongoing sanctions war. Russian citizens are now boycotting U.S. companies and EU companies in their own boycott. This is only going to hurt the people on both sides. And they kicked the Russians, obviously, 2 days ago out of the G8, which is a new Cold War kickoff for everybody to know. In its invasion and annexation of Crimea, now Crimea voted, just like Scotland just did, to join Russia. I'm just putting the facts out there, folks. But this is the Kiev Post, so it's from their perspective. In its invasion and annexation of Crimea, Russia has seized 51 vessels belonging to the Ukrainian Navy, according to information compiled by Dmitry Tomuchuk, director of the Center for Military and Political Research in Kiev. Among the Ukrainian vessels reportedly captured by the Russians are the submarines, management ship, landing ship, and a whole bunch of other smaller ships. Ukraine only has enough gas for a month, Zero Hedge reports. Via RBC Ukraine, stocks of petroleum products in Ukraine will last 28-29 days, said at today's press conference the Minister of Energy and Coal Industry. Speaking on the situation with oil, then ensure there is a quiet, stable. That's quoted from them, so it sounds like babble. Translated into Egypt, into English. Suddenly it's not English, it's Egypt. Today, oil reserves will last 28-29 days, he said. At the same time, the minister noted the significant risk reduction in the supply and rising gas prices as of March 25th, 2014, in Ukraine. Underground gas storage facilities located only had 7 billion cubic meters of gas, which sounds like a lot, but it's not. And again, this is translated from Ukrainian, folks. That's why it sounds like I'm reading this wrong. So I keep backing up thinking I'm reading it wrong, but it's just translated into English, so it doesn't sound right. Up there can be about 2 billion is not the quantity that scares experts. It would be possible to hold only a week. It all depends on what kind of regime will be, whether we can take 20 million cubic meters of gas to reserve, and so on. We have come to a planet to eat your women and children. I can tell that was computer translated. Wow. Ukrainian court bans Russian TV broadcast. The majority of Ukrainian providers have stopped broadcasting four main Russian TV channels in a move that Russian foreign minister calls a violation of international obligations and an attack on media freedom. It certainly can be considered only in terms of an attack on democratic freedoms and a violation of international obligations by Ukraine, the ministry's commissioner on human rights told RIA Novosti. And it goes on from there. So there is some of the news on that front. Another article out of the New Eastern Outlook, linking through to Reuters and others, deals with the recent attacks by Turkish Air Force on targets over the Syrian border to back up the terror groups they've been training in Turkey to infiltrate into the country, backing al-Qaeda. Tensions have risen once again along the Syrian-Turkish border as Turkey downs a Syrian warplane and terrorists backed by Turkish troops storm across the border and down Syria's western coast into the province. Turkey's renewed vigor appears to be part of a result of pressure placed on Turkey's prime minister by U.S.-backed mobs who have been taking to the streets for 4 months, seeking his ouster. Citing Reuters and AFP, RT's article, Turkey downs Syrian jet near border for airspace violation. And it just goes on that they were trying to stop planes giving air support to Syrian forces. And again, I'm not rooting for the Syrian forces, but I am. I mean, they didn't attack anybody. They didn't start the war 3 years ago. Our degenerate, evil, banker-run government has been openly on record funding al-Qaeda as the main force to blow up churches, kill people en masse. It is a serious war crime. By any Geneva Convention, common sense, Magna Carta, Bill of Rights, Constitution, Monroe Doctrine, any way you look at it, it is so evil that we are involved in this. It is the absolute final signpost on a bankrupt, morally evil, completely amoral, out of control military policy of the globalists that run this country and are using our military and our lives and our money to carry out this type of evil garbage. And I got to say, I commend our military from the grassroots enlisted to the non-commissioned to the officers right to the top. They said, we are not going to train any more al-Qaeda at these bases inside Western Iraq to infiltrate into Syria. It had been mainly British and South African and other special forces and Qatari and Saudi Arabian training the Al-Qaeda forces. And the last straw was when they ordered U.S. Special Forces, this is about 6 months ago, to go in and train them. And there, and I've confirmed this, but also saw some inklings in the news. There was basically a quiet stand down by the military because these Al-Qaeda people are so arrogant and so out of control. They're basically like pirates that just want an excuse to rob and loot and kill. They come from all over the world, but mainly Saudi Arabia is the center of it. That they openly brag. Remember on the BBC in the video when they were in Libya and they had signs up, they'd taken Libya, they'd taken Tripoli, they killed Gaddafi supposedly, and they said, look, they had signs, but we're also saying in English, we have taken Tripoli today. Tomorrow, Damascus, the capital of Syria, and then next, America. And they're now in the news, in the BBC, in Reuters, in AFP, saying we're going to attack Europe now with the weapons we've got in Syria and the weapons we got in Benghazi. So finally, our military, finally, it was just given so many illegal, evil orders. They said, no, we're not going to train these guys because the word is, well, they bragged in the newspapers that, yes, I am here killing Libyans and I'm killing Syrians, but I want to kill Americans after, and I will kill Americans after I'm done with Assad. And the military sits there going, we're training and giving weapons to people that literally killed U.S. soldiers in Iraq. And again, it was bad that we were in Iraq to begin with, but the point is, we're now arming the people that were killing our troops in Iraq. I mean, it's just so over the top, folks, that the military said no. The evil of the globalists is going so far now that the military is saying no. And it's very, very frustrating. It's now admitted. If you go back years ago, they would debate it. It's now admitted that 60%+ of the main battle force is Al-Qaeda. And the Council on Foreign Relations wrote an article a few years ago saying, quote, why we need Al-Qaeda in Syria. And they are now the main force. And so Ted Cruz, Rand Paul, after myself and the Drudge Report and countless others, WorldNet Daily, documented that our government was running Al-Qaeda. Then that gave the moral and research support to good Republicans that are good, not the establishment ones, to go out and tell the truth so that we could get out of bed with these people. And then we go further. When the TSA, who today is calling to have armed agents at the airport now, so I guess they can shoot you if you make a joke. They already say they'll arrest you if you make a joke. Well, I guess now in this running man scenario that we can tell them, hey, we're sick of being told that we're terrorists and that we're all suspects in this country when openly you have been demonizing patriots and making us the new terror threat. This is a fraud. We reject it. We're forcing a national debate about this, that you're switching from Al-Qaeda to domestic groups and saying you believe domestic groups are about to blow up federal buildings, attack schools and shopping malls in all your drills, and they're going to link up with Muslim extremists. That is asinine. You're the ones linked up with Muslim extremists. That's in the Army War College documents. Look it up. Type in Army trains to take on Tea Party. You'll get Washington Times Forbes, who covered it after we got the documents. And they say right there, the Tea Party links up with Muslim extremists. Folks, the Tea Party's one sin, in my view, is that they are Islamophobic. And I'm not saying Islam doesn't have some serious issues, that it's being radicalized across the board. But, it's wrong to say all Islam is basically wants to kill Westerners and, aren't tolerant. Muslims are tolerant. Most Muslim groups are tolerant worldwide. But the problem is Saudi Arabia is honchoing the radical Muslims, and our government's opening the door for them. But separate from that, the reason I raise that, the Tea Party is not in bed with Al-Qaeda. And everybody knows that's ridiculous. And it's not going to fly. That dog is not going to hunt. And continuing with the dog analogy, so the police and military, do you really have a dog in the fight with Homeland Security now saying domestic groups and political speech are the target? You really want to sign on to this? You really, because that by every yardstick historically is becoming bad guys. And I think the answer is the average cop I talk to is appalled and freaked out and knows we're in trouble. So that's good. So let's not let the globalists trick us into a fight with the police and military. We've got to decry bad police and military activity while supporting good activity. And the public's got to be moral as well. The public, are, on average, are a bunch of demonic slobs.
1 week left to get free shipping on every order over $150 from Emergency Essentials.
And that's not all.
We have the guaranteed lowest prices anywhere, like our new Farmer's Market Vegetable Combo that's on sale for 50% off. That's six cans of freeze-dried veggies for only $79.99. Or get Mountain House Pork Chops for 22% off. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or click BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table, and the results are on record. Reports documented a 15-point IQ increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base, nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield nascent iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield nascent iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
You come on, let the beat go, grooving up slowly. Got juju eyeball, he wants holy roller. He got hair down to his knee. Got to be a joker, he just do what he please.
Welcome back. I am your host, Alex Jones. Let's get into a bunch of news, and then I'm going to give the phone number out and take your calls for first-time callers on any subject you wish to discuss. Fear confusion grip Guyana as Ebola death toll rises. It's now up to 63 dead and is reportedly spreading into nearby countries. This is a big deal because Ebola is about the nastiest thing naturally occurring out there, and many scientists think it was manufactured in a laboratory. Ebola victims face a 90% death risk. Drugs start to emerge, though, to treat it and to give you some chance. That is certainly good news. Speaking of 90% kill rates, they've got different mouse poxes designed for humans that kill 98% in the university studies. And guess what? They published online 8 years ago, it was about 8-9 years ago, it was a big controversy, how to recreate it so that any university-level laboratory could make it. That's always a good idea, huh? Well, Dr. Pianca at UT says that airborne Ebola will soon be released. And he works in the biology department, and on his official website, he talks about how he loves Lucifer in a druidic outfit. But, I mean, the guy that loves Lucifer talks about the airborne Ebola killing everyone. I pointed that out, and the FBI did do their job and go visit him, and he promised that he didn't mean that two years ago. You can look that up if you want. I thought it was interesting. You know, he works with that stuff, and he says 90% of us need to die. I had his graduate students, who are doctors now, threaten me, and we published some of their letters and linked to their graduate papers. We went and did research on them where they said that they want to kill everyone and that he didn't go far enough. That, Mr. Jones, you have to admit, they said in the email, one of them, that we are a disease and a parasite and we've got to be exterminated. I mean, come on. Everybody knows that. So pray for the folks out in Africa and Guyana dealing with that. Chileans are worried over a string of 300 quakes in the north. Gerald Celente barely got out of a hotel that was in a mega quake. He was there in that big one. More than 300 earthquakes have shaken Chile's far northern coast this past week, keeping people on the edge. As scientists say, there is no way to tell if the unusual string of tremors is a harbinger of impending disaster. The unnerving activity began with a strong magnitude 6.7 quake on March 16th that caused more than 100,000 people to briefly evacuate low-lying areas, although no tsunami materialized and there was little physical damage from the shaking. Here's another headline. There's a lot of articles about superbugs now. Why you're always sick? We overuse the antibiotics. And there's new superbugs, both viral and bacterial, because we're creating them. Of course, they don't tell you that. About a month ago, Sharon Gilbert was hit with runny nose, sore throat, and a cough. The whole snotty works. A few weeks later, she thought she'd recovered. Then her husband, Derek, got sick again. Suddenly, she was sick as well. That's partly because the common cold can last longer than many people think. Up to 2 weeks from the primary symptoms, perhaps weeks through that. No, folks, there's all these articles about why you're staying sick longer. It's because we're unhealthy, folks. And the GMO, it's been a long, cold winter. I mean, back when we had a mini ice age in the 1600s in Europe, there were all sorts of plagues then, many plagues, because it would stay cold right through into May, frozen sometimes. And that's when the viruses and the bacteria just spread like wildfire. In the closed quarters, people don't get vitamin D from sun. You run out of that in 2 to 3 months without sun. That's why people in northern climes have white skin and less melanin, because you need more of it. Of course, Cass Sunstein in his paper said they want to outlaw conspiracy theories. He said, number one, that humans need sun. I'm not kidding. He wants the regulations are, look it up, says that you should not be able to say that sun is needed. It's universally known that by all medical doctors that you need some sun. The calculations vary for your type of skin. But if you've got really sensitive skin, you then need to take vitamin D. But it doesn't matter to them. Cass Sunstein doesn't want you getting sun. And it's true, the sun will kill you. But not having it will kill you quicker. Killing yourself to live. I mean, if I'm down or tired, I just can go out and get some sun, even winter sun, I'm energized. Because, folks, plants are the only thing that needs sun. Understand that? We need sun and more of it. And I'll just say it right now, I love the sun, and I love being sun-kissed. There's no better feeling than swimming 2 miles in a hot, sunny day in a lake and then getting out with your back burned.
We're on the march. The empire's
masses of news coming up.
Alex Jones.
800-259-9931. I'm on the phones when we come back. Wait, I'll give the number when we come back.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Yeah?
Do you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going and what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson, and it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
You've heard my ranting so far. I got a bunch of news I'm going to hit briefly and then go to your phone calls. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. First-time callers with good telephones, which is very rare nowadays. 800-259-9231. Again, I think it bears more than just one day of talk. Obama's number one threat, he says to America, is a bomb going off in Manhattan, in the middle of New York City. That would make Obama a dictator instantly. So if that happens, and they've been making the preparation for a dictatorship of the bureaucracy, they may not want Obama to be that guy. It may be the next guy. I mean, if a nuke went off in New York and Rand Paul wasn't involved, they could nuke and then have such a crisis going that Rand Paul would be impeached if he didn't come out and agree with the Pentagon and whoever they blamed. And then he would be offered martial law powers to save America, and he would be assassinated if he didn't agree to become dictator. And I'm not saying that's going to happen with Rand Paul, but he could end up being president, but there's a good chance he'll end up being president. In fact, there's a good chance he'll end up being the next president. There's that much of a wave of libertarianism. I'm saying the mind of the wicked New World Order is they're not going to give up their main Hydra head, the U.S., that they've captured. I mean, it's the big one taking down the world for them. Because we had the moral high ground, we had the free market, we had the wealth, we had the fighters, we had the dedicated military people. We were the best. We were exceptional. Putin says, yeah, last year, stop saying you're exceptional, so it's okay for you to do all this. Well, we're still exceptional, exceptionally evil, exceptionally overrun with corrupt people, exceptionally decadent. We drink more liquor on average than the Russians do now. We're drinking ourselves to death. And I'm not up on some high horse, folks. Let's get all that straight, but I can recognize what's wrong with our society. And half the time when I go off on some tangent, I don't even know where it started. The point is I want to hear from you, 800-259-9231. And, you know, I wake up at 3, 4 in the morning freaked out about the fact that if I was the New World Order, I'd set off a nuke in New York City. And I've been saying that for about 5 years. And I just keep, it keeps, the brain is an electrochemical computer with the unconscious, the subconscious, and the conscious. The subconscious is incredibly powerful. Probably some scientists think 100 times more powerful than the conscious mind, because the conscious is focused by the cerebral cortex and is tiny. You've got a general attempt at the subconscious to be able to access that, and I'm able to access my subconscious by understanding the archetypes, but hardly anybody's in contact with their unconscious. Only in a dream state do you access that. But top cops throughout the ages who are known as great investigators can't tell you why they know who did it, and like every time are right. And those guys come along through history. They do not want those people now in law enforcement. Those people are always out there naturally, and now they're phasing them out and going for folks with below 100 IQs. Because smart people have empathy. Smart people will buck orders that are obviously wrong. Smart people don't want their kids growing up in a corrupt society, so they won't take the payoff more often than people that have low IQs. Smart people are more honorable generally, because they have an idea of what's really valuable in this world. But when you sit here and you look at how corrupt our society has become, it is just a nightmare situation. And I naturally can study all the data, all the dots, and then not even know why I go on air and say they might. In fact, I think they're thinking about nuking New York City so they can attack and blame the Iranians and the Russians while clamping down domestically, and then now they're hyping it. And some would say, no, they're getting talking points from you. I've had people tell me that. Stop the scenarios you come up with. Oh, give me a break. That's a no-brainer. Because I can then say, at a conscious level, I don't know why I'm saying that, but then I can walk it back. Well, no, I know their history. I know what they've done in the past. I know what they've hyped. I know what they've done. I know what is ingrained in the archetypal fears from the Cold War, duck and cover. I know about the missing nukes. It only takes a small team to plant the bomb. It's easily deniable. Very small teams, very compartmentalized. You can jacket it in whatever isotope you want to frame whoever you want. And then just thousands of other points come in. I could sit here for literally 12 hours with a tape recorder going. The crew's seen this when we're doing stuff. I could sit here for an hour and just spew the reasons. That's the problem. My conscious brain has to go to the next area and go, data retrieves, data retrieves. Why do I think that? Instead, I can just go, they're going to nuke New York. If I was them, I'd nuke New York. That's like a detective hunch. Because you just got all the data. It's not a hunch. You've already got all the data, and you, bam, sandwich it in. It's like top profilers that are able to actually, after tracking somebody for years, actually pick the next area they're going to kill and be waiting for them. Because you get in the mind of the enemy. And that's what's so horrible, is that I know what these people are thinking, and it's horrible. It's horrible. And it just goes on and on and on and on. And I don't know if they're going to set nukes off in New York. They might hit Dallas. They might hit Denver. They might hit Cleveland. And why do I say that? One time, I saw Gary Hart and Warren Redman about a year after 9/11 on Hardball again, the same place they announced 9/11 in July of 2001. They announced the attack. Somebody's got to dig the tape up. They said that things are about to change in America. And of course, Chris Matthews is high level, worked in multiple administrations, kind of a Karl Rove type for Democrats. He got really excited. He goes, thank you. What is this announcement? And it was all a tell to the establishment, with very thinly veiled, heading up the Council on Foreign Relations reorganization plan, Hart-Rubin Commission, under the RAND Corporation directives, but prepared by Council on Foreign Relations to reorganize America into an authoritarian police state. You can go read the report issued 10 months before 9/11. And Gary Hart, 2 days after 9/11, said, we're going to use this disaster to bring in a new world order, while chairing the Hart-Rubin Commission at the Council on Foreign Relations headquarters in New York City at Pratt House, and it was on C-SPAN. And they're on the show, and he says there's going to be big buildings, they're going to be coming down, there's going to be army on the streets, this is going to be the change, this is going to be the beginning. And Rudman's looking at him like, oh, man, this is hardcore. And they're very proud of themselves because I guess their plan got adopted by the PNAC plan. They merged those two plans. The Hart-Rubin Commission with the PNAC, New American Century plan. And they were just publicly announcing it to the establishment. And I went on air the next day and I said they're going to blow up the World Trade Center and blame it on their asset, Bin Laden. Because I'd already seen all the pieces, and when they did that, I knew about globalist bragging. I just learned about that after, I don't know, I'd already been on air 6-7 years at that point. Yeah, 6-7 years. So I clicked and went with my gut on that, and then they did it, of course. I didn't have enough power to stop them. I said, call the White House, tell them I'm blow the World Trade Center up and the rest of it. That's all on record. There's video of that, audio of that. This time, I saw about a year, or maybe it was 2 years. It was 2003. And I saw the Hart-Rubin Commission on there again, and they said, the terrorists are going to nuke New York, Dallas, Cleveland, or Denver. And, of course, when they nuke those cities, no one is going to go back and say, why did those two guys say that on there? Because that was a message to the establishment, get out of those cities. Probably 10 years before they do it. I guess it's 10 or 11 years now. I mean, you start learning these are psychopath gang leaders, literally ringwraiths giving orders over television to each other. That's why they have the Pentagon reading newspaper articles and op-ed pieces and ads for code words for crime groups and others. That really goes on. People pay to have things put in the newspaper because the operative doesn't even know who's hiring them. And they'll have people working in a news agency where the news agency doesn't even know they're an operative writing an article to give orders. The best place to give orders is in plain view. And I sit here now, and I see them giving orders all the time. I can't even watch the news when a globalist is on. Because a lot of times they start giving orders, and I'm trying to figure out exactly who the orders are to. I mean, I cannot run a giant counterintelligence operation by myself, is what I'm saying. I've come to that realization. I literally have the mental tools to understand these people and fight them, but it's no one could do this by themselves. And I'm not, it's just freaking me out. I mean, I know this is real. I wish it wasn't real. I wish it wasn't happening. But it is. I told you they had hubs in all the buildings, all the telecommunications buildings in 1996 to grab all your data. I didn't have a hunch on that. I was pointed out by engineers what was in the Telecommunications Act. And all I'm trying to tell new listeners is this stuff is real. The information unfolding is real. And I can be wrong about little things here and there, and my interpretation might not be correct in the final equation. All I know is in the general direction I'm going, we're dead on. And I know there are a lot of good people in the system. But I don't know what to do, okay? All I know is I told you if they start hyping nukes going off in Manhattan, I probably said this 300 times the last 5 years. If they start saying, get ready for nukes to go off, they're getting ready and are seriously thinking about doing it. And the targets are Manhattan, Dallas, Cleveland, and Denver. Now, they may change and hit something else, but people that I saw publicly call the 9/11 attack said that. And they did what they said they would do the first time. Gary Hart wrote a letter to Ahmed Dinajad. You can pull the letter up. He published it in the Huffington Post, saying our government staged Gulf of Tonkin, the USS Maine in 1898, and other events. Oklahoma City, I think he said in there. We will do that again and go to war with you. Don't just think because 80%+ of Americans don't want war with you that we won't attack you and blow your country off the face of the map if you don't do what you're told. We Are Change reporters. This is all on video. You can type up We Are Change. Talk to Gary Hart. They talk to him and they go, what about your letter about false flags? He goes, I never wrote such a letter. They pull the letter out. He begins sweating and stuttering because you're not supposed to know this stuff. You're like an animal. He publishes a public letter called Unsolicited Advice to the Government of Iran saying we will stage terror attacks and blame you in one of the biggest online newspapers in the world. And when confronted by people wearing sunglasses like they live, he literally freaks out and starts gulping and sweat starts coming out profusely. And he looks like a Skeksis that's had his cloak pulled off of him or something. I mean, he looks completely whacked out of his mind and starts stuttering. Yeah, they've got the video up on screen. That's the guy's name's Matt Lepasic asking the questions. And he denies it at first. Just like they say, there's no penalty. Well, the penalty's starting. No, there's not, liar. Hey, you said I could keep my doctor. I never said that. I'm going to go to your phone calls. I haven't got to the news. I haven't plugged anything. I'm not going to be able to finance this place if I don't. By the way, you heard me talk about superbugs. I mean, that's what's so frustrating. He denied he wrote a letter saying we staged terror attacks to us because he thinks we're animals. Hey, we're not animals, jerk. We see you up there on television going, nukes are going to go off in these cities. We're going to take over. That's how you conquer America. You set one nuke off. You set five nukes off. Do you ever think of that? It's not just outside powers that might want to fully take over and become god kings. Do you ever think it might be this dirtbag government? You think it's fun getting on air and talking like this? You think I like absolutely putting myself in the furnace, in the fiery furnace? Because that's what I'm doing. And I'm not a hero, folks. I want to survive. It's normal to want to fight tyranny. You know there's superbugs going around. You know there's chest and bacterial pneumonia that people are getting four or five times over again when they use antibiotics. The antibiotics are ceasing to work. I've had a lot of family. I've had crew, Weldon Henson in our office. We should have him do a testimonial. I just thought of this. He took multiple rounds of antibiotics from the VA, would not knock out his bacterial infection as long as I don't think he was to pneumonia yet. He drank, and I'm not saying do this, because it is toxic in large levels, and we do not even recommend you take this on a regular basis like most of the little silver makers do, because we made it so strong. It's survival. Survival type silver. It's the strongest we could get manufactured by the third largest laboratory in the United States. The electrical process is patented, and nobody has got silver this strong. It took us 6 months to get it produced. It's silver bullet. And Weldon, I think he said he drank half a bottle over 4 days, and it knocked it out. Now, again, it's silver. You know, they used to put the pioneer people used to put silver dollars in their milk to keep it better longer. And you'd put a silver dollar on a baby's belly when it was born. Because it was known that it warded off germs. They didn't know why. They hadn't discovered microbes yet. But the point is that, you know, I've had family to get rid of this pneumonia who they said, we're putting you on what we call kidney tamers. The antibiotics are so strong now they attack your kidneys. So in a spectrum of poison, colloidal silver, from my research, is a lot better than the antibiotics, and it's worked for me, and this is something you need to store but also have. And talk to your physician first, because, you know, the blue bloods used to have this for thousands of years. That was the joke while they were blue, because their noses would turn blue because they took a ton of silver during the Dark Ages and not die. So you take enough of this, you'll turn blue. You look like a Gamelon from, you know, Alpha Centauri's. So unless you drink, you know, I don't know, 50 bottles or whatever. The point is that it's hardcore antibiotics on record, topical, you name it. It's available at InfoWarsLife.com. Silver bullet. Use responsibly, because I'm telling you, everything we sell there is used responsibly. Shane Steiner thought, really, Alex, I know you're a moral guy, but really, I've tried a lot of herbs, haven't done much for me. You claim the Super Bowl Vitality is really kick butt. I go, dude, take it. He comes back 3 weeks later, gets the whole case, says, I can't believe it. And now he says it's changed his life. We've got a video of that coming up. It's up on InfoWars.com right now. Eight herbs is the headline. Eight herbs that changed a man's life. The way he feels everything, because the estrogen mimickers are in us, folks. It just makes you feel like you're supposed to feel. Super Male Vitality, 15% off. The, of course, flagship product, the nascent proprietary iodine. And, of course, we have the other systems as well, the fluoride shield and detoxifier. Doesn't just do fluoride. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. Two segments of calls, then Dr. Group in the studio. A ton of news and more coming up. But the colloidal silver is a must for all preparedness cabinets.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Uncover a simple privacy loophole that can stop the NSA spying thugs in their tracks at PrivacyLockdown.com. The NSA has already shut down hundreds of sites, and to truth be told, they could shut down this operation at any time. See, the privacy loophole I'm about to show you allows you to make all your sensitive information disappear in the next 30 days or less. Go to PrivacyLockdown.com now to take your life off the grid and see the loophole in the NSA and FBI spying machine before they close the loophole forever. Go to PrivacyLockdown.com.
It's been said, those who control the food control the people. Are you concerned about GMO foods making you sick and affecting your mind? Many people suffer from lack of energy, insomnia, loss of stamina, weight gain, and the inability to think clearly. Genetically modified crops, processed foods, and toxic chemicals can compromise your health and are silently destroying your digestive system, which accounts for 80% of your immune system. Take back control of your health with Pro-EM1 Probiotic from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 Probiotic helps protect your body against irritable bowel syndrome, constipation, Crohn's disease, celiac disease, diabetes, the common cold, and much more. And including a powerful probiotic like Pro-EM1 as part of your daily routine puts you back in control and prevents you from becoming a mindless zombie manipulated by the pharmaceutical and GMO agendas. Call Terraganics at 866-369-3678 or visit Terraganics.com. TerraGanix.com.
It's time to kick some ash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vaporeon e-liquid by LeSig, because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes. Kick some ash.
How can you save a ton of money and prepare for emergencies? By having your own in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. Now you can cut down on wasted food by freeze drying your leftovers. That's right. Create your own long-term food storage by freeze drying your own fruits, meats, vegetables, even complete meals with the Harvest Right in-home freeze dryer. Imagine the savings and the peace of mind. See how the amazing Harvest Right freeze dryer works at HarvestRight.com.
And then I'll get into news like NSA. We're not spying on Jimmy Carter. Of course, they said they weren't spying, period, before. total lies by total liars. Snowden welcomes Obama's plans for NSA reform as turning point. I don't think so. He's just trying to get the establishment to not arrest him. Google Glasses aims to debunk rumors about features and privacy. Yeah, right. And spyware apps turns the privacy tables on Google Glasses wearers. Some of that is coming up in the next hour as well. IRS takes a position on Bitcoin, says it's property. They're going to tax you on it. And a lot more is coming up. Right now, let's go to Wayne in Toronto. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello. Greetings.
Can you hear me? Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. Yeah, well, greetings. And, I want to talk to maybe the world about the King of Kings.
And what talking about Jesus Christ, yes. Yeah, what is your point, sir?
Well, my point is that the King of Kings that came on earth and he spoke to the people through the Geneva, through United Nations, you know, his visits to America. People should remember what he did for us. And really take a look, you know. Americans need to remember, especially the older Americans, the older
listen, generation. I apologize, sir, but I can't understand you. Send me an email. It sounds interesting, but I can't make it out. I'm sorry. Captain America, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes. Alex.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I recently joined up with a group called OAS, Operation American Spring, and they have a letter that they send out to congressmen, and you can add your own little bit to it. It was sent to Representative Williams, Senator Cornyn, and Ted Cruz. Now, I got a response from this letter from Representative Williams and Ted Cruz, but I got none from Cornyn. But if you like, I would like to read the letter. It's not real long, and then I'll read the response from a very interesting response from Representative Williams.
Yeah, briefly tell folks what the American Spring is calling for, because I've heard of it.
Okay, it's we're having a large demonstration in Washington, May 16th, and it's put on by Colonel Riley, who's a retired military man, and there are a lot of patriots and
okay, yeah, so we know what that is now. What was the response from Cruz's office? Go ahead.
Okay, now Cruz, all he said was thanks for your letter. We will get back to you. Call me at this date. Now, the response I got from Roger Williams is very interesting. I'll read that to you. It's not long.
Now, listen, you told me it's not long. Just get to it.
Okay. Many of your neighbors have also written to me with their concerns of how this administration has handled several issues. It's evident that there's been no shortage of controversy during President Obama's tenure. Operation Fast and Furious, Internal Revenue Service, the National Security Administration, and Benghazi, to name a few. It is clear that this administration has made many questions at the leadership standards that are expected from the executive branch of the United States to impeach, because the letter wanted to impeach Obama and many other leaders. To impeach means to accuse of wrongdoing. The Constitution allows the House of Representatives to impeach a president for treason, bribery, or other high crimes or misdemeanors. This is a high standard that is not met by sharp disagreement on policy, no matter how deeply or sincerely felt. You should know that if and when there is an appropriate time, Congress will act on that opportunity.
No, I get it. So they're talking about maybe they'll impeach him. That's interesting. You should publish the letter. You should put it out publicly. Thank you. We're out of time. We'll be right back with the next hour.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Alex Jones owns here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.